looking at seven common love lies. Praise God. First of all, let me quickly say that the lies I'm going to share are more than seven. Praise God. I used seven because it's a better title. That's just all. Amen. It's more than seven. Hallelujah. Seven was easier to write on the flyer. 14 would have looked awkward. 14 love lies. They just go. Amen. So if you're into titling movies or books, you know how to. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Then the second thing I need to also say is that the love lies I'm talking about are not lies necessarily that a human being told you. Sometimes it might involve one that a human being has told, but generally I'm looking at general things that people call love that is not love. Valentine just passed a few weeks ago, praise God. And so that's why I decided to talk about love a bit. Praise the Lord. All right. If you have a Bible, turn to 2 Samuel chapter 13. Most times when I teach on love, I like to use that scripture. 2 Samuel chapter 13. If you are there, say amen. Okay, I'm going to read this. It's a good story. It's a long story. From verse 1, it says, it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair or a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar. He said, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Praise God. So this guy called Amnon loved his sister, his half-sister, called Tamar. He said, and Amnon was so vexed, so emotionally vexed or emotionally excited that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard or difficult to do anything to her. He said, but Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab. He said, the son of Shema, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said unto her, why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Will you not tell me? And Amnon said unto her, I love Tamar, my brother's, Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on thy bed, make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, tell my sister to come and all that to give me food. Verse 6. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, he told the king that he should send his sister to him to give him food. So verse 7, David sent the sister. Verse 8. So Tamar went to her brother's Amnon's house, and it was laid down. She took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and all that and brought it to him. Verse 10. And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring me meat in the chamber, bring it to the bedroom, that I may eat of thy hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber of Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come and lie with me, my sister. She answered and said, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not doubt this fully, and I will, and all that stuff. Verse 14, howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and slept with her. Verse 15, and Amnon hated her what? I can't hear you. Amnon did what? This is the same Amnon that they said loved her so much that he was falling sick. The moment he slept with her, in verse 15, he said, and Amnon hated her exceedingly. Now see the part that struck me. He said, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was what? Greater than the love wherewith he what? He loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise and be gone. And she was still trying to talk. And Amnon called his servant, verse 17. Then he called his servant that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me and do what? Bolt it up. Basically, he couldn't even stand her. Basically. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to run through the 15 or 16 or 20 things I have. Anywhere I can stop, I'll stop. We'll take a few questions at the end. But the baseline is that we're going to look at common things that people portray to be love. Because all the problems people will face in a relationship or in a marriage will start from them misinterpreting what love is or what it is not. That's where all the challenges will start and end from. The whole issue rises and falls on first that word called love. It's one of the most commonly used words in this life, and it's still one of the most misinterpreted, misunderstood, misused words in this world. Hallelujah. They use it everywhere in songs. They use it in movies. They use it everywhere. And everybody paints a different kind of picture about what love is. And that confusion is what causes problems in marriage. That's why you will see two people that will tell themselves, I love you on Monday. By Friday, they will say, I hate you. They don't know what love is. We're going to look at a few common things. A few common lies that the world has told us about love. Praise the Lord. Number one, the first thing they make us believe is that love is a feeling. That's the first thing they make us believe. That love is something you feel. That's what this Absalom guy, this Amnon guy too was trying to say. That love is just a feeling, just something that I feel. Just something that I feel. A lot of people confuse anything they feel to be love. They just confuse any feeling they can't explain. Any feeling that just seems to get control over them. Any feeling that comes when they see somebody of the opposite sex, they just automatically interpret that feeling to be love. Well, the first thing, let's settle it once and for all right now. Love is not a feeling. The day you can understand this, you will save yourself plenty heartaches now and in the life that is to come. Love is not a feeling. Praise the Lord. It's not a feeling at all. Love is not a feeling. The world has made us believe that once somebody has goosebumps, is love. Once somebody has butterflies in his stomach, is love. Once somebody is excited about that person, is love. So, you will see people that in a period of 1 week, they've fallen in love with 7 people. In a period of five days, they fall in love with 5 different people. The first thing you must establish is that love is not a feeling. This is why many people struggle in marriage. This is the secret behind the heavy divorce rate in developed nations and even now in our own country. The divorce rate in Nigeria is growing at an alarming rate. Praise God. It is this same issue. Many people are still believing that love is a feeling that I feel. Love is not a feeling. That is the first lie to deal with. It's not something you feel when you meet someone. It's not something you feel when you like someone. Love is not a feeling. Love is a pledge. Love is a commitment. Is a commitment you make to someone in spite of how you feel. In fact, if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, they mentioned a few things that love is there. They never mentioned the feeling. I will just peep into that scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, very interesting. They said, no mention of feeling in that whole chapter that was talking about love. It starts from, I think, verse 4. It says, love suffereth long and is kind. It said, love envieth not. Love vaunted not itself and is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemingly. Love seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Say, it thinketh no evil. It rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoicing the truth. It said, love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endureth all things. There was no mention of feeling there. Love is not a feeling. The problem with many people is that I was teaching one time and I said, most human beings are trying to live on a drug called excitement. because we want to do things only when we're excited about it, not knowing that excitement can only take you a certain way. After a while, it will depart from you. It is your commitment that must keep you going. Love is not a feeling in the first place. Love is a commitment you make to someone. You know why? Because your feeling is never permanent. Your feelings are never permanent. If you are going to do anything by feeling, I can tell you before you start, you will fail at that thing. Because your feeling will depart from you. Nobody feels like doing something all the time. Praise the Lord. I've never felt like writing exams. I say that all the time. When I was in school, my dream idea of a school is that we resume beginning of the semester, have fun, attend lecture or like another, and every semester just go home for holiday. Come back again in 2 weeks or in 2 months. Continue. No exam. Wouldn't that be nice? That would be such a great school. That school will be full of students. Hallelujah. They will not even want to graduate. Where are we going to? This is the life. Everybody will like that kind of school. Praise God. Nobody feels like writing an exam. Nobody feels like doing what is right. Love is not a feeling. And Hollywood and Nollywood and all the musicians and all those people, they paint a picture that love is something you feel. So when somebody is no more feeling that thing, he will abandon his relationship, he will abandon his marriage, and he will use words like, I don't love you anymore. I don't love you anymore. Meaning the feeling has gone. The feelings are fickle. Feelings will never last. It's not feeling that we... And people, you see people that are married for 80 years. Or you see people that are married for 60 years. Or you see people that are married for 50 years. It's not feelings that is keeping them at that stage. It is a commitment that is keeping them at that stage. And as long as you don't understand this, your feelings will keep playing tricks on you. Those of you that... for most of my business, have either has, in quotes, loved someone before. And if you want to be honest... There are days you don't even know why you love the person. In fact, there are days you don't even feel like you love the person. Praise God. Because love is not a feeling in the first place.
In building relationships that last, it begins with improving one's self-esteem. Looking beyond face value. And choosing the right partner. You too can have the marriage of your dreams.
Love is not a feeling. Love is not, it's not based on how I feel. Let's move to the second common lie. Second common lie. Love at first sight. That when I just saw you, I fell in love. I knew you were the one. Many songs say that. Big lie. Big lie, my brother. You cannot love someone at first sight. Love carries such a serious responsibility. It is not something you can have for someone at first sight. Hallelujah. Now, you can be attracted to someone at first sight. Oh, yeah, of course. Praise God. There are many things that we like at first sight, but later we find out they are not compatible with our lives. Some of you now, if you see a sports car, Lamborghini, you can love it at first sight, or a Ferrari. If you now enter the real relationship with that vehicle, you know, you find out that where you live, the road is like this. It's not that you and that car will not have a good relationship. I know people that they drive certain cars that they put their bumper falls off, they put their bumper in their boot. To get home. Then secondly, when you find out how much they used to repair those kind of cars, that the parts are not in Nigeria, you will import the parts. Sometimes you even import the mechanic. You will know that you can't love that car. Praise the Lord. You see, based on excitement, based on seeing the car at first glance, you can totally say you love that car, but in the real sense of it, what love means, you cannot love this car because you don't even have what it takes. Love at first sight. Listen, guys, you can have attraction at first sight. Yes. You can think someone is beautiful at first sight. Yeah. But you can be excited about somebody at first sight. Yes. But you cannot say that you love someone at first sight. Because love is a deep commitment. It's not something you can have at first sight. Number three. If you love me, you will sleep with me. Come on, love lie. And now I arrange a lot during Valentine. If you love me, you will sleep with me. That sex is how we express love. Are you kidding me? That's the biggest lie in the book. Praise God. Go and ask married couples if sex is how they express love. There are a lot of other things that happen during the day, that happens during the week, that is a real test of your love than sex. Sex is even the cheap part. But you know why? Sex is so cheap, there are people that even get it for 500 naira. If sex was love, all the prostitutes will be in love. They won't call it brothel, they will call it love zone. Because that's where people come to fall in love. No, people just pay cheap money and have sex everywhere. Some people do it for free. Sex and love are not related in any shape or form. Hallelujah. The story we read is a proof of it. That guy said he was in love that he was vexed until he slept with her and he totally hated her. Anybody telling you that if you love me, you will sleep with me, take him to prostitute hotel and tell him that all these women are in love. Love and sex are not linked. Love carries a deep responsibility. One act of sexual relations cannot quantify or qualify as love. People have love, people have sex everywhere. It's not the same thing as love. Love is a deep commitment. It's not something you can do in one act. It's a continuous lifestyle of sacrificial giving, of caring for someone, even when you don't gain anything. So it's deeper than just one act of sexual intercourse. Don't let anybody fool you with that. If you love me, you will sleep with me. There's no link. Number what? Number four. Common lie that people believe is that you can buy love with money or with material things. In the world where we live, people believe that if you want to get someone, you can start spending for the person. Both male and female do these things. There are women too that try to buy a man's attention with money and material things. Listen, guys, you can never buy true love. You can never buy it. The Bible says that if a man offers all the possession of his house for love, that it will be utterly despised. That means if a man gives everything he has for true love, that those things will be despised. Now listen, when you use money to toast a girl or to catch a girl, the girl can love your money. It doesn't quantify as love. It will still not be love. You can use your money to make the guy like your money. He will fall in love with your money. Or he'll fall in love with the men that are in the Naira note. All these things I'm saying, they are the things that accumulate into the bad marriages and the bad relationships that we see. People trying to build on things that are not the right foundation. You can never buy true love. Next point. Number what? Number five. Common one. I hear it a lot. You don't choose who you love. That love just chooses you. Have you heard that one before? That you can't choose who you love now. I just see the boy, I just love him. Even though he's married. They say you don't choose who you love. Love just happens to you. Praise the Lord. That's on that common lie. You choose who you love. Love is a responsibility. Love is a commitment. It's not a feeling. When people say you don't choose who you love, love just happens to you. You know, that in itself gives the impression that you are not in control of your senses when you enter that relationship. Say you don't choose it. It just happens to us. You see, people are constantly trying to, you know, they're trying not to take responsibility for their actions. That's what they're trying to do. When they say those kind of things, that, oh, you don't know, you know, it's not, you don't choose what happens to you. It just happens. What they're trying to say is that, you know, I just love you. I wasn't in control. Listen to the downside. When somebody tells you those kind of things, that I just love you, I don't know why, 10 months after, 10 weeks after, 10 hours after, 10 years after, they can come up and tell you the same thing that, I just hate you. I don't know why. You see, all these things, they look simple, but I'm telling you, this is what accumulates in the bad marriages you see. The person was saying, I wasn't the one that fell in love. I mean, I wasn't the one that loved you, I just fell. I was walking and I fell in love. Then one day too, I was walking and I what? Fell out of love. And you have no right to hold him because he's saying he's not the one in control. He's not responsible for his actions. That's what he's saying. Somebody get what I'm saying? So you cannot say, love just chooses you. You just passed. You didn't plan it. You just saw it and it just happened. That's irresponsible.
Hi, I believe you enjoyed watching today's episode of Love, Dating and Marriage. I want to let you know that every relationship is built on love. And the Bible says God is love. So without an active and living relationship with God, you cannot love the way God wants you to love. If you're watching this program today and you are not born again, you don't have an active relationship with Jesus Christ, I would like to pray with you right now. Wherever you are, can you just say these prayers after me? Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your blood. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, you are now a born-again Christian. Look for a good Bible-believing church around you and let us know about your experience with God. Write us, send us. Our details are on the screen. We would like to hear from you. God bless you.
In building relationships that last, it begins with improving one's self-esteem, looking beyond face value, and choosing the right partner. You too can have the marriage of your dreams.